It's a new paradigm, and we're leading it. For the women ready to unbind themselves from the shackles of business that feels like gray cubicles and stuffy suits, for business that feels like creativity and magic, for the women ready to trade in rigid boxes for delicious feminine flow. It's time for feminine leadership and business done differently. Businesses built from equal parts intuition and strategy, creativity and logic, structure and flow. We're taking up space with uniquely differentiated brands. We're messaging with equal parts head and heart. And for the women going to the top, we're scaling with structural excellence to allow our feminine flow to dance, equal parts pleasure and precision roaring into the marketplace. I'm Catherine Morrison, and I'm helping women from ground zero to multiple millions do just that. From spiritual awakenings to parsing through nuanced funnel data, from creative urges and intuitive knowings to the most razor-sharp business strategy on the market, I've got you covered. I spent my career scaling 8- and 9-figure companies, had a massive spontaneous Kundalini awakening, and now I'm on a mission to help women build businesses that make the world a better place. We're doing it our way, and we're doing it in style. This is Ascension Through Entrepreneurship. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, hello, soul family. Listen. I know last week I was like, we're going to be doing a series on investing and looking at what sort of, you know, do you need a coach or a consultant or a mentor and how to get over bad investments. And I had this whole plan in mind for this series, but then Beyonce went and dropped her new album. Like, what? Listen, I am not really involved in like pop culture or I don't know. I sort of just live in my own bubble. Like I'm creating my own world. I live in my own reality and I usher you all into it. Like the other day, my content person, she just messaged me and she was like, hey, like what TV shows like feel in line with the accelerator? I think that was her question. And I was like, I don't watch TV. Like, I don't really know. Like I can't. And I think if I did watch TV, it's like I usually watch like weird niche documentaries. I'm like, I think she was trying to find some through line between me and the collective of like cool memes she could pull or something. I was just like, it's not me. But I don't live in enough of a bubble that I missed Beyonce dropping her new album. And when I heard that she dropped a country album, I was like, oh yeah. This is such a potent example of everything we talk about here around the foundation, the number one thing you need to focus on being your personal brand, developing a really strong personal brand in the marketplace. And one of the things, it almost feels like I am like beating my head against the wall sometimes, but I feel like so many people are incorrectly taught you need to pick your niche and you need to focus on your niche. And the problem is when people don't focus on their brand first, they don't get clear on who am I and what is my gift for the collective and where am I, how am I unique? How can I position myself uniquely? And then everything stems from you and really developing your gifts, right? When I think about what the Brand Alchemy Accelerator exists to do, it's sort of like we are born with gifts that, whether you want to say it's God, universe, whatever, like we were given those gifts and then we have to do the brand alchemy work to develop those gifts and allow those gifts to express, to build something that brings us in line with those and the transmission of that fully into the collective. And when people are told, just focus on your niche, and oftentimes maybe they're coming out of corporate, they haven't like done the unlearning, like the deconditioning of their mind and everything that they were taught, like this is how you're supposed to be, the brand alchemy process, right? They haven't done that. And then they come in and they're like, oh my God, like, what do I say? Who do I talk to? What's my niche? And they are obsessed with like, how can I contort myself? How can I bend myself into a pretzel? What mask do I have to wear? Who do I have to pretend to be in order for this niche to buy from me? Right? And that is not the fucking move in my world, right? Like we are powerful creators. Like we are. And I do think there's people in the world that like you can, like you could figure out like how can I contort myself and pretend enough to maybe have some clients buy from me. And when I look at someone like Beyonce and I mean, we're going to cover actually a bunch of people who have done brand work to develop very strong brands that have allowed them. I'm calling this, like, as a concept, niche transcendence, right? Because when I'm working with someone, we don't talk, like, there's no obsession over, like, what's my niche. It's like, this is my brand, and then my brand is going to be best for a certain consumer, and I'm super fucking clear on who that is as a business owner. But that's my starting point, is me and my gifts in the world, right? And so when I saw Beyonce drop Cowboy Carter, I was obsessed. You could ask my family. I had just been playing that album. I was reading about the album. It was so fascinating to me. And the fact that someone like her, who's never done a country album before, right? Which is, if you think about an artist having a niche, right? A niche is generally, you make this kind of music, right? And it's so interesting, actually, because in a lot of the Brand Alchemy emails, I'll talk to you all about, like, I think about 6 months ago, an email that you all really loved was, like, covered Taylor Swift and her personal brand, and how Taylor Swift building her personal brand allowed her to transition from country into pop, right? But what we've seen with Beyonce is Beyonce's personal brand allowed her to transition from basically pop and R&B into country seamlessly, right? And so when you look at that's, like, how did they do that? How did they transcend niche in an instant? Really think about that. It's their personal brand. And when you think about how Taylor Swift was able to transition from I'm a country music singer into pop without missing a beat and actually probably growing her audience, like, she defied what a lot of, like, people, like, a lot of musicians that were like, oh, I have to fit this formula and I have to do this thing, right? Like, and how do I conform so that the people will buy? And Beyonce, same thing. She's like, I'm not doing that. Like, Beyonce does, I don't know if y'all have noticed, but Beyonce does what Beyonce wants to do. And when you develop a strong personal brand, you actually have the social capital and the leverage to do that. And I think as an artist, and a lot of people, you might not, it's funny because, like, for a long time, I did not associate or think of myself as an artist, but if you're in my world, you are coming into alignment with the creation that your soul wants to express into the world. And that is art, right? Like, anyone who's working in alignment with their purpose, with their gifts in the world, that transmission is art. I'm actually reading Shoe Dog, the book by Phil Knight, the Nike guy. And he talks in there about this runner. I think his last name is Prefontaine. He's, like, one of the fastest American runners that ever existed. And now I'm, like, going to kick myself because I don't have the book in front of me. Listen, I'm doing the podcast now where I just riff with y'all. This is not scripted. So you're just going to follow my brain today. But one of the things they talk about in that book, the runner who, like, has beaten all these records, one of the things Phil Knight talks about is how that runner was, like, watching performance. It wasn't, like, simply watching a man run. And then later, like, a couple chapters later, I highlighted it in the book where when that guy who's broken all these world records gives a media, like, an interview, right, to the media, he talks about how running is art and how your ability to see the level and the depth of the art at play when he's running and beating all these world records, it's dependent on the viewer, right? And I think when we are doing things like the Brand Alchemy work and we're coming into really conscious creation, right? When you do the Brand Alchemy work, it's bringing you into what are my gifts for the world? How can I transmit them? And then we start to, as conscious creators, see other conscious creators in the world. And so whether you are a runner, whether you are a musical artist, whether you are whatever the thing is, right? You're going to be looking at, there's something inside of me that wants to come out. And there's something that's really unique and special about me that could be utilized and put to the test in many different ways, in many different areas, right? And when you look at something like Beyonce and what she represents to the collective, it's sort of that, like, no, it's there's vulnerability. Like, she will sing and express about the troubles that she's had in her marriage and different experiences that have felt really hard for her. But there's always this lens of empowerment and I will not allow myself to be the victim here. And I actually, like, if we want to really get into Cowboy Carter, I thought it was very interesting that when she covered Dolly Parton's Jolene, she completely changed the lyrics. Like, if you listen to the Dolly Parton's rendition of Jolene from, I don't know, what was it, the 1970s? It's all, like, begging Jolene, like, please don't take my man. Please don't take him. You listen to Beyonce's version of Jolene, it's like, you better watch it. Right? And so I think it's so fascinating because if you think about personal brand and coming into line with, like, your expression in the world, your personality, your je ne sais quoi, it's going to touch any creation. Any creation that transmits through you will be alchemized into your version of whatever that thing is, right? And so I think looking at Beyonce covering Dolly Parton's Jolene, it goes inside of Beyonce, that song, and then it's like transmuted. It's transmuted into the expression of her brand and the way that she will leave her specific frequency on it, right? We talk about frequency inside the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. There's certain imprints that are just inside of us that when we come into conscious creation and we sort of mix things up like soup, it's gonna, everything we touch starts to transmit with our energy, right? And so what Beyonce has done is she has taken that song and, like, allowed it to sort of mix with her and come out in a very different rendition of a country song. I also think it's very interesting. Like, I was like, ooh, I'm so curious, because one of the things Beyonce talked about was how the event that kicked off this album being created was, man, don't come at me if I get, like, some of my years wrong, but I think it was in 2016. Beyonce performed, I want to say, at the Country Music Awards. And I'm so outside of the culture. I literally didn't hear about this until I was reading about Cowboy Carter. But I guess, like, when she went to get on stage and perform, like, some country music singers legitimately got up and left the space, and she felt extremely unwelcome, right? And she talked about how, like, her developing this album was almost a reclamation for her, because she grew up, like, she has grown up between Texas and Louisiana. Like, she gets to own country if she wants to own country. And she wasn't going to allow this event where she felt sort of, like, ostracized or othered, or you don't belong here. She was not going to let that be the last word, right? And so when you think about her personal brand, bringing that lens of empowerment, bringing that lens of I am not a victim, bringing that lens of I'm gonna allow this painful thing to happen to me, and I'm gonna, like, eat it and alchemize it and come out stronger on the other side. Listen, seeing her come out with that album, and I want you to also think about when you do brand work, you put yourself into, like, it develops your network, right? Like, your brand is always going to put you sort of within inches of a certain kind of network, right? And so you can look around you, right, at your network and who you're attracting into your field to be like, is my personal brand, is this conscious, is this where I want to be? And so someone like Beyonce has put herself in a sort of a tier of artists that transcends niche, right? She's not just like, oh, okay, like, I can only, like, talk to other R&B or pop artists. Like, she has put herself in a category where I actually think there was a, I don't know what year it was, but Dolly Parton years ago, I think in a Trevor Noah interview, said, like, oh my gosh, I wish if anyone would cover my song, I wish that Beyonce would cover Jolene. Right? And so Beyonce had put herself in this category that American icons like Dolly Parton, and I remember Dolly Parton specifically said, I can't remember the way she spoke. It was like my little country song, or she might even said my little mountain song. It was something like that. I would love to hear a powerhouse like Beyonce, how she would sing Jolene, right? And so because Beyonce, and what's so fascinating too, if we want to get, like, real into how in line this is with the Brand Alchemy work, is when Beyoncé first started in her career, she had to let go of her human identity and step into, she actually had an identity called Sasha Fierce. And so inside of the accelerator, one of the first things you do is you develop, like, I have to let go of everything I was taught about who I was taught to be, and I have to step into who I'm meant to be in this lifetime. And Beyoncé developed a character, Sasha Fierce, to help her do that, right? And so as she stepped into that, she essentially like was doing elements of the brand alchemy process. She steps into that. She begins developing herself as Sasha Fierce, so much so that like she becomes that person, right? Like she doesn't ever talk after like a certain period of time of like, oh, I had to like call on Sasha Fierce. It's like I had just become her and now I'm Beyoncé. So she's transcended that. She's transcended that initial human identity of who she was taught to be. She's transcended her niche. She's done this, all of this through building this incredible personal brand. Then she gets in 2016, the country music people walk out on her and she's like, oh, okay, I see about that, right? So then who does she call in? I want you to think about like on her album, she's got Willie Nelson as someone who's like, it's sort of like this fun, like pirate radio, like DJ thing happening that he's coming in and out through a lot of the album, like introducing next parts. And Willie Nelson is literally on my list of other people that I want to do like a brand alchemy email on, because Willie Nelson's story, he's known as being like the rogue guy in the country music world, where when he was trying to fit into all the boxes, he actually, like Willie Nelson's story, was like he was in Nashville trying to fit into the shoulds of who I have to be and I have to do these things. And then it was like, gosh, it's too polished, it's too this, it's too that. And he was like, fuck it. And he went back. He actually came to Austin, Texas. Big ups to Austin, right? And he's like, he went completely rogue. He became this outlaw country star. He smoked a lot of pot and just went on the road and just like did his thing and became this complete country cultural icon, right? And so you look at Beyoncé being poo-pooed in, like years ago, and then coming back in years later with people like Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, like icons, right? So she's like, okay, you want to walk out on me? Look who I'm going to like pull in here, right? I'm going to use my personal brand to draw in people that are like in a similar frequency as me, because we transcend niche, right? So like she's not looking to be with the conformists of the country music scene. She's not looking to be with the conformists of like this or that, right? She's calling in who are the conscious creators? Who are the people that have transcended niche and that are they are icons because they've built their own personal brands? And so when I look at what, oh my gosh, like, listen, you can hear it in my voice, right? Like, I was like, listen, I thought I had the podcast for next week, but we have to talk about this Beyoncé album because it's such a testament to the brand alchemy process, to the work of developing your personal brand, and to the thing that I feel like it demonstrates so powerfully. The point, and man, I don't even remember the number of the episode, but I have an episode from, I don't know, probably like 2 years ago now on how your brand trumps your niche. And I just think when people have not focused on their brand coming into alignment with who they are, what are their unique gifts in the world? How do I deepen into them? How do I allow that to impact every facet? Like, what are the right offers for me? What is the right visual brand for me? What are the right content pillars for me? What is the, like, all of these things stem from your brand and understanding who you are and what it's meant to be. The same way, because Beyoncé is so in touch with what her brand is and who she is, she can touch something like Jolene, and it's not going to come out the way Dolly Parton sang it. It's going to come out a completely different way that has like, right? Like you can hear that is a Beyoncé way to cover Jolene, right? And so I just think it's so important, like, and it's so fascinating, actually. I've just heard so many people talking about how 2024 is the year of the personal brand. And there's so many reasons for that. I do think there's certain things like the proliferation of AI is making it so that like it's not like anybody can use that to like generate so much content and do all these things. And all these things that like used to be kind of hard are all of a sudden very easy. And all of a sudden, the differentiator is, are you a personal brand? Do you stand for something? Is it some clear transmission of you as a human and what you're meant to bring into the world, right? I actually was recently listening to Alex Hormozi talking about literally the thing that made him take off, because he was doing pretty well kind of privately, developing his own businesses on the back end. And he was talking about how the thing I was completely wrong about was brand, and how like he used to think it was like, it was silly, it was an ego play, it was all of these different kinds of things. And then as he started to watch person after person like outpace him and do these incredible things in business that he didn't quite understand. And I think he talks specifically about the Jenners, right? And if you think about Kylie Jenner and how they've done things like going from selling, I don't know, it's like clothing to makeup to whatever the thing is, like their personal brand transcends their niche, right? And he watched people begin to outpace him. And he was like, fuck, like he said the shift he made that has made him take off. If you're aware of him in the online space, he's kind of a monster now, like in the ways like he's taking over. He said it was going all in on developing his personal brand. And so it's just so important, because in a rapidly changing business landscape, your personal brand is basically your insurance policy, right? It provides stability, it provides safety, and it allows you to pivot, transition, and move with ease to new opportunities. The way coming back, we're gonna keep coming back to Beyonce, right? The way that Beyonce was able to drop a country album, she'd never done country before, and literally break records like within the day it came out. It was like breaking Spotify's like most played things. It was like breaking all of these records, right? And you might say like, oh, but like that's because it's Beyonce. But again, how did Beyonce become Beyonce, right? She started off as, what was her name? Something Knowles, right? She was just a human in the world. And then she was like, oh, okay, like I have to let go of that human and I have to step into that thing that I feel inside of me that's meant to be bigger. And she allowed Sasha Fierce to help her sort of tether into that the same way. Literally, this is one of the first modules in Brand Alchemy, is like you doing that work of like, who is that person for you and how do you become who you're meant to be in this lifetime, right? That's how Beyonce became Beyonce, right? Beyonce doesn't just have, like becoming someone like Beyonce doesn't just happen to you. You become a conscious creator and you develop yourself and you make yourself known in the marketplace for what you want to be known for. That is brand. Please. And by the end of this, my goal is like, if you could never fucking worry about your niche ever again, dear God, right? So I want to give a few other examples of this. And actually, maybe I'll start with an example, because I was thinking about this. I was just on a call yesterday with, like, I have a friend who is, I was in a mastermind with her before, and she just has put together this like fun group of like coaches that get together sometimes. And yesterday there was like this meeting where everyone came in and they like sort of talked about something that they were struggling with. And then like the, you know, it was like a genuine peer mastermind. Like people were giving suggestions, asking questions, things like that. And someone was saying something about a retreat and how their business partner had told them, like the people that were coming to the retreat had to like leave with a plan, and was like, wait, is it like, do I need to have a plan? Is it okay to have a retreat without a plan? And like, I don't want to. And like, to me, it's so fascinating, but I'm like, what's your brand? Really? And she couldn't, like, she was like, wait, what? The question kind of like passed by. But it's like, it really depends on if you're someone like, and I brought up the example of someone like Martha Beck, who came onto the scene as like Oprah's life coach, like in the, I don't know, 90s or something, right? And then Martha Beck has really developed her brand to be sort of at the forefront of consciousness. She's meditates many hours a day. It's just like really sort of gone into that sort of higher consciousness realms. And she sells, I think her retreats are like $20,000 or something. And you can like go look at elephants. And I think it's in South Africa somewhere. But you don't leave her retreat with a plan. Like you go there to be in conversation with someone who's like considered to be like one of the greatest thinkers in her industry, right? And so I was giving that as an example of like Martha Beck's brand isn't like this super structured, linear, logical, masculine, like step-by-step action item type of thing. And if it was her brand, then it would be weird if people didn't leave with a plan, right? So like even the structure of your offers, the different components that come into it really come down to what your brand are. And then the other point I was making with her is like, and then there's someone like me who it's like, I'm a rising Capricorn, right? So you all see, because I have a very strong personal brand and you know me, right? You know that like there's some stuff where you could come in and I'm super clear in the offer, right? And like the marketplace mini mine, I'm like, this is my rising Capricorn. We're gonna cover strategy. We're gonna be super like all of you that came into the marketplace mini mine, you were like, your mind's fucking blown with like how high level the business acumen was, the strategy, like, oh my gosh, I understand marketing platforms and algorithms more than I ever did before. I understand market cycles and economic expansions and contractions and how I need to switch my messaging and my offers. And like it was a very me and my offer. Was my rising Capricorn in the marketplace mini mind, right? But then when you look at something like the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, yes, there's structure to it. Just like my rising Capricorn is always going to be there, right? But like in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, we've also have so much of like, I think my Leo moon and my Pisces sun are also on full display there, right? Where it's like, we're really deepening into, okay, and how do you perceive yourself? What are your patterns? What have you been conditioned to take on? And we like squeeze all of that out like a sponge so that you can just step into this beautiful metamorphosis, this beautiful cocoon of who you are meant to be in this lifetime. It's the ultimate caterpillar to butterfly transition. And so what comes forward in that is there's over 60 embodiment practices in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator where I'm dropping you in as a facilitator, leading you through breath work, leading you through visualization, leading you through embodiment, movement practices, all of these things to really shape your body to take on the shape of your future self, right? None of that is on display in the Marketplace Mini Mind, right? The Marketplace Mini Mind is super strategy, business acumen, rising Capricorn. And so how is that, right? How is that that I'm able to, in different offers, have all of these different expressions and different things, and no one's confused? I want you to think about that. That's the other thing is like people aren't confused. And this was the point I was making to the woman yesterday. It was like, you can sometimes be someone that like, for sure, you're going to have a plan. And sometimes it's going to be like, and no, and sometimes it's this, right? And I think for me, it's like my masterminders understand one of the actual biggest draws, right? Almost the unique selling proposition of coming into work with me and my mastermind is we can cover, like just this week, I was showing them how to build out like a user flow, like from when I worked in tech and the sort of UX people, how we would design apps. I was showing them high level how to create something like that for creating the client journey and the user flow so that at high level, at a glance, you can make sure you're fucking nailing your messaging, your marketing, all of that, right? I can do that. And then in the next breath, I can be dropping someone into their body and helping them work through, you know, like something that's like really like some pattern, right? That needs to be cleansed and cleared from them. And then in the next breath, someone can be saying something and then I'm getting a psychic stream download and I'm able to say like, okay, I'm reading this, like your business is wanting this and here's the thing, right? And that's an example where it's like all parts of me are there, right? So in the mastermind, there's going to be like all parts of who I am are on display there. And then there's other maybe like mini offers or things where like other parts of me lead. And so if this is really interesting to you, it like for sure come join us in Brand Alchemy. There's a whole training inside there around branding yourself, your overall umbrella personal brand versus the branding of your offers, right? And we really deep dive into how you can take this and do it for yourself and your business. And so I just wanted to double click into that, right? Because it's like no one is like confused about this. It's just if you've touched me in my field and you know who I am, you know, it's like, oh yes, she scaled 8 and 9 figure companies. Like she knows really nuanced, like very detailed, very high level business stuff. She can find like tiny details that are like the thing that's called like the 1 degree shift that changes everything. Like as a business consultant, then she gets psychic downloads, right? Then she also like can, she's done enough mindset and then like somatic work as a coach that she can work with the mind body system very beautifully, right? And so I think it's like being aware of what those things are and then what your, like what is your example of that? And then you have to build a personal brand big enough to hold all of that, because otherwise I find, listen, I have conversations with you all the time where you all are like, I don't make any sense. I don't fit into any box. And if you feel like you don't make sense and you don't fit in any box, your problem is that you need to come do the brand alchemy work and get your butt in the seat there and build a personal brand big enough to hold all of you, so that it all makes sense to everybody. So that you can be like Beyonce and go from doing R&B to pop to country without missing a fucking beat and still beating like world records, right? Or someone like me who's able to sell something like the Marketplace Mini Mind that's like all strategy, all looking at like what's happening in the market. And like people, it was so delicious to hear, because there were like some coaches in there that were like, oh my gosh, I've done these like coaching programs that are like my beliefs and my inner thoughts. And like, I was taught that like, if I'm not moving ahead in business, like it's a me problem. It's my energy or it's my thoughts. And like going through the marketplace was so healing for them, because they learned actual, like what you would learn in a Harvard MBA, right? Like, okay, this is what market cycles are. This is how you look at the marketplace and you find opportunities. This is how you understand how marketing algorithms work. This is why algorithms are shifting. This is where to find, like, this is where to find growth even in a shifting marketplace, right? It was like all of that stuff. And I remember on the final day of that mini mind, my client Charity was like, I feel like I'm actually leaving this smarter as a business owner. I feel like I'm leaving this more like an entrepreneur, whereas like other programs have just been like, and what are your, like, what do you believe about this? And like, let's shift this belief. Yes, I also believe that's very important, right? But like to have a holistic lens of what all those things are. And I've built a personal brand where like people understand they can come to me for consulting. People understand they can come to me for coaching. People understand they can come to me for like facilitation. I've done like chakra energy clearing and like brand alchemy like sessions before. I've done like, I facilitate breath work. Like I do all of these things, and it's not confusing, because my personal brand I've developed to be big enough to hold all of it, and it's not confusing, right? And so I wanted to give me and my offers and how I'm developing things as an example, because I think some people, it might be hard. Sometimes it's easier when you hear something like, oh, like Beyonce shifted from R&B and then pop to country. And it was because of her personal brand that allowed her to transcend her niche. But I wanted to like show you that in my business, so that you could have something that maybe if you're like more connected to me, it like helps it click a little bit more, right? Because now that I've explained it to you, like you won't be able to unsee it, right? And it's interesting, like I've had, there's certain like requests I've gotten sometimes where people are like, oh, like, would you ever consider making a program or doing some sort of coaching on real estate investing? Or would you ever consider doing something just for moms? Or would you ever consider like hosting a retreat where like we could, you know, actually get in touch with like psychedelics and having our first psychedelic experience, because I don't know how to do that. And I know that like you're in the plant medicine world. And I just want you to think about how fucking random those things are, right? Like those requests of like, Catherine, I would love for you to run a retreat like down in the jungles of like Peru or Brazil, where you would like take us down to actually sit with ayahuasca, right? This has been an actual request I've gotten several times, right? Catherine, I wish that you would create a program where you would teach us about real estate investing and how we can actually like take all the money we're like earning from our business and actually throwing it off into real estate investments. Catherine, I wish, like, could you ever develop something where you actually talk about how you run such a successful business with three kids. And like, I know that you started your business when you were pregnant with your third kid, and like you've done all of this while raising your third child from like being super little to like now he's grown up and he's becoming a big kid. Like, I would love to know, Catherine, how you did that as a mom. And I want you to think how varied and random all of those offers would be, right? But here's what I also know. If I released a mama, I don't know. I don't think I'd do a mastermind. Maybe I'd do like a mama mini mind. I promise I would sell it. I promise that there's people in this audience, and you all are probably going to write to me and be like, Catherine, that sounds great. Can you do that? Right? Like, and the reason why the mama mini mind would sell from Catherine Morrison is because my personal brand It's very clear that I know how to have massive success in business. And also, like, just this week, I was away for 2 days, like being the overnight chaperone at my 10-year-old daughter's fifth grade overnight camping trip. And I sat in a cabin and braided all the girls' hair, and I take off at 3:30 and get my kids at the bus stop. Like, I've cracked the code on how to actually be more present and more connected to my children while making more money than I ever did as an employee, right? Like, that's a really interesting transformation that comes from my personal brand. And because of that, that's an offer that I promise I could sell, right? Something like an ayahuasca retreat. I guarantee there's ears perking up in this audience. I've actually talked to my friend Cole about possibly doing one in the next year or two. Because if you there's nothing that'll like blow open like all of your patterns than a trip down to see Mama Ayahuasca, right? And I guarantee that there's ears perking up on this are like, ooh, like how would I get on the wait list? Like, Catherine, how would I would love, like, because I attract people that often most of you haven't sat with plant medicine, but it's something you're actively interested in because you know it's a consciousness expander. And like, you've probably read or seen like all of the documentaries on how like Johns Hopkins and all of these like cutting edge universities and researchers are like coming back in to use psychedelics to like help heal trauma and to like overcome all of these things. And like, you've likely seen the research studies on like, oh, actually, like we just have a block. It's a mindset block that drugs are bad. And actually these plant medicines open us up to a greater connection with the earth. They open us up and expand our consciousness to something greater. Like how many, if you read the Johns Hopkins research around the spiritual experiences that happen when people sit, right, with these medicines, that's a very different offer than the Mama Mini Mind. But if I did a retreat, I bet you I would sell it out, right? Also, if I taught about real estate investing, I promise you I could also fill that. And so I just want to like give you another example of like all the things I could sell. And you're like, I bet you're nodding your head and you're like, oh yeah, I could see how like there's people in Catherine's audience that would buy that thing. That's a very random assortment of things. Right? And so I want you to also think about this, not only so your personal brand helps you transcend niche, right? So you can just sell whatever the fuck you want to, in the same way that like Disney has such a strong brand that like they can make a bunch of different kinds of movies and people are just going to go because they have brand loyalty and trust with the brand, right? And so this is just an example. I like really want to drive home the point of like niche is bullshit. Like niche is for people that aren't connected enough to who they're meant to be in this lifetime to build a brand. Okay. Brand is where you want to start as the foundation. And if you don't start with brand as the foundation, you're going to have problems. Right? Like, I want you to just think about like how fast, and actually let's go into now. I thought of like some other people that have developed that are beautiful examples of how personal brand and developing a strong personal brand really transcends your niche and helps you just be known however you want to be known. There's like a certain imprint of who you are that comes into like anything you want to do and allows you to transition seamlessly from industry to industry, from niche to niche, from place to place, because your personal brand, your umbrella brand is bigger than in Brand Alchemy. We talk about how it's bigger than your offers. We're really differentiating between like your umbrella brand and your offers, right? But we're going to talk about this in terms of just like people who have gone from like acting or singing to selling a product or whatever the thing is, right? And that's just the same example, right? We're watching that same principle where personal brand and really nailing that as your foundation allows you to do whatever you want to do and make more money doing it. So some other examples that I think are really beautiful examples of how personal brand leads you, it's like your insurance policy. It allows you to have a lot of stability in your revenue, a lot of like ability to sort of pivot on a dime, right? And not miss a beat. Think about people like Rihanna or Lady Gaga. Okay. Those are people that they started. We all know them. I mean, listen, I know not all of you are from America, but we all know like Rihanna and Lady Gaga, right? Like they've for sure gone like global. They are like some of the most iconic musicians of our time. And then we look at like, wait, but what are they doing now? So I don't know. This is like a fun little fun fact. If you are super into business, right? As into business as I am, I think it was last year at the Super Bowl, or was it 2 years ago, where Rihanna performed. And she, that bitch is so smart. Oh my gosh. Can we talk about how smart Rihanna is? Because Rihanna went, of course, she's still a musician. She was performing at the Super Bowl. But what else does Rihanna do now? Because her personal brand is bigger than a niche. It's given her niche. It's personal brand is your ticket to niche transcendence, right? And so Rihanna moved from being a musician to having Fenty, the beauty brand, right? And if you look at that, you can like Google it, how smart she was when she performed at the Super Bowl, which I forget, but like you don't get paid a lot at the Super Bowl. Like it's really not much. And so Rihanna used that as a way, I think in between or like during a song or something, she opened up a Fenty compact. She knew all the cameras were on her. She knew everyone's watching her performance. She opens up like one of her Fenty products, right? Literally during her performance. And I think I might be getting like some of the details wrong, but they had like a text campaign, like with Sephora, I'm pretty sure. Right? Like it was all planned. It was, oh my gosh, marketing. Like, oh my, I'm like turned on right now just thinking about how beautiful this was. Like this is when business is art. It's so smart. It's so seamless. It's so conscious that she performs at the Super Bowl. She has that personal brand that's given her niche transcendence. She opens up her Fenty product. Then Sephora sends, I think it was like a text or an email or something promoting Fenty at that time. It was bananas how much money Fenty made that night from Rihanna's performance. So what Rihanna was thinking was like, I'm going to get paid. I might not get paid by the Super Bowl for my performance, but because I've developed a personal brand and I have this niche transcendence, I can even leverage these different things that I'm known for, perform at the Super Bowl, and then make millions. I think it was literally millions of dollars that night in Fenty, right? Like Fenty beauty products sold, okay? Like that's such a beautiful example. Lady Gaga has also, she went from being a very famous, and she still performs as a musical artist, right? But she's gone into fashion. She is like, there's a champagne house that like brought her in as sort of like the muse, right? She also started House Laboratories, which is its own. She has a makeup company as well. And so you think about that, what are these women known for as these amazing musical performers? Like Lady Gaga, like has just been known for her like incredible like eye for fashion and being super avant-garde and super on the edge. And her makeup brand has that. It has a lot of really interesting colors. Like everything is an expression of that imprint of her brand and who she is, right? And then when you look at something literally, right? Like it's a different makeup brand, but what Fenty has done is they were like, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna make more shades for women of color. And so I want you to think about that. They just use what is my brand, and Rihanna's, what Fenty is known for is completely different than what House Laboratories is known for, but both of them stem from Rihanna and Lady Gaga's personal brand that literally transmit exactly what their makeup brands are going to be known for, and both of them make millions and millions of dollars. Okay, so that's an example. Beautiful. Okay, let's move on to another one that's super fun. Let's talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger. He went from being a bodybuilder, okay, bodybuilder, famous competitive bodybuilder, to then going into being a Hollywood actor. I don't know, like I grew up, I think it was like Kindergarten Cop, Terminator, right? Like doing all of these like big Hollywood blockbuster movies. And of course, he's like super well known for that accent, right? The Schwarzenegger accent. And then you know what else he went on to do? He became the governor of California. I want you to think about that. Bodybuilder to Hollywood actor to governor of California. And what carried him through all of those things was his personal brand allowed him to transcend a niche, to transcend industries. And what he brought into all of that, whether it was bodybuilding, whether it was his films, whether it was him being the governor of California, was discipline and charisma. Right? So part of the brand alchemy process is you get super clear on what are my unique differentiators? Like what are the, like my, what's my fingerprint? What's my energetic fingerprint of no matter what I touch, it's always going to be this thing. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was always doing that. Like he was looking at what are these things? And then I'm going to carry it through and build a brand big enough to allow me to flex and flow from literally bodybuilding to being the governor of California. That is probably one of my favorite examples of how a personal brand allows you to transcend any sort of like niche that people that don't take the time to build a brand get stuck in, like competing and like having to be super specific in their niche and who, what's the specific client avatar I'm talking to, and am I saying the exact right thing, right? Like think about what a low level of business that is versus like I have a strong personal brand and I just sell this and I sell this and I sell anything that's like involved in this umbrella of my personal brand and I make money because I have taken the time to make myself known in the marketplace. That is the art of personal brand. All right, I have a couple more examples. Let's talk about Virgil Abloh, who was initially, his initial niche was fashion design. He developed the brand Off-White and then eventually became, he was the artistic director of menswear at Louis Vuitton. He unfortunately passed away very early. I think he was 41 from like a rare form of cancer. But what that man did in his 41 years on the planet, like he broke barriers at like, I mean, I think for anyone, right? When I talk about literally how he moved in between different industries, different niches because of his strong personal brand. But I also just love like he, as an African-American man, what he represented and how he was able to just like his brand was so strong. It was so clear, his unique talents, the unique sort of energy, you know, going back to frequency, energy, like that unique transmission of something that everything you touch is going to have a certain like, ooh, I can tell that this is like this person, right? It's why we do the brand alchemy work. So when you look at someone like Virgil, he started off, developed his own fashion brand, became very well known in the fashion world. And then what does that sort of translate to? What else is like, oh, okay, like he's very passionate, his creativity, right? He had this unique knack for being very creative and actually seeing, I can't remember the exact quote, but he was talking about how for him, it was like the way that you actually created something really new and creative was oftentimes not starting from scratch, but taking something that was already there and just shifting it by a few degrees. Like he could just tell what are the few tweaks that we make. And this is actually interesting. I would call him like he was probably a sophisticated savant. If you listen to the Quiz Results podcast recently, right? How the sophisticated savant can like really see the few details that take something from like meh to marvelous. And that was Virgil's whole thing. That was his brand. And so of course that unique gift, right, that he was given from the universe, from God, from whoever you would say, like that unique thing that was his personal brand wasn't just going to apply to the fashion world, right? And so he partnered with IKEA to design furniture, right? Think about how different that is, going from designing like clothing to designing apartment furniture. But the thing that held and carried through was his personal brand, his eye for design, his ability to see something and see like the few things that you could take to take something from like sort of standard IKEA, whatever, to like marvelous designer level. Like this really is something very unique, right? He was then brought into Nike, right? So he went from like his own fashion design to IKEA doing furniture to Nike actually brought him in to redesign some of their most, like some of their best selling shoes, right? They brought Virgil in to say like, hey, how can we take this and actually like just tweak it? Like this is your magic, right? You, like, you know, the few tweaks, right? To make it like really magical. Like how can we do that? And he did that, right? He also like you can see here, it's like all design, like, okay. So like he did this thing in design and fashion, and then that moved into furniture, and then that moved into shoes. Also in 2019, when this man, Virgil, is literally the artistic director of menswear at Louis Vuitton, you know what else he was super passionate about? Art and music. So at the same time that he's doing all this, he's partnering with Murakami, who's a very famous Japanese artist, and really like partnering and making like incredible art that's shown in galleries. He also is in 2019, while he's the heading artistic direction at Louis Vuitton, he becomes the resident DJ at the Wynn in Las Vegas because another passion of his was music and creating music. And one of the, like, I really love this, and it ties so beautifully into brand alchemy because so many people come in and they don't understand when I'm like, no, brand is how energy takes form. And if you haven't done like spiritual work or like energy work, like you might be like, Catherine, what the fuck does that mean? Right. But I'm just like, no, everyone has a frequency, right? And like One of the things like we do with Pleasure and Precision is like every one of our offers, we make a Spotify playlist of like, what is the frequency of this offer? And before we launch it, our team will like listen to that music to like get into the frequency of what the thing is, right? And so when you think about this, it's like Virgil just understood how energy takes form. Energy can take the form of music. Energy can take the form of furniture. Energy can take the form of shoes. It can take the form of like, you know, art. It can take the form of all of these things. And he was always looking at, okay, like I understand sort of frequency and vibration. I do just want to like, one of the things, because my husband has kind of joked, like he even as a musician thinks it's really interesting when he's done my podcast intro and outro, how I'm like, because brand is feeling. If you think about what developing a brand is, it's like when someone touches a brand, they get a certain feeling, right? So when you develop your brand, you have to get clear on what's the feeling I'm always transmitting out into the world. And so when he was developing like any podcast intro or outro, I would talk about the feeling of the certain things. I'd be like, okay, but I feel like it's not rooted enough. Like this version of the podcast, it's not grounded enough. We need more of a grounding energy. So I think we need some percussion. We need something here. We need something there. And so it's like, but I'm doing the same thing Virgil was doing, right? Where he's looking at how energy takes form. The same thing is true when you look at something in interior design. Like to have something grounding, you're going to want a chair that doesn't have little legs, right? You're going to want it to have thicker legs to have a more grounding energy to it visually. Whereas in music, if you have something like percussion, right? Or like a beat at the bottom, that's grounding. So we're just looking at like, how does energy take form? It's like, listen, Catherine's riffing now. She's on a side note, right? But like maybe for those of you who are like studying in brand alchemy, this example of seeing what Virgil did will really help you understand as you're studying your unique transmission and like, how does it transmit in my content? How does it transmit in my photo shoots? How does it transmit in my visual design? Seeing this example of Virgil and what he was able to do, it was his personal brand and the transmission of him through art, through music, through fashion design, through furniture design, through all of these different things, because his personal brand and his unique frequency, his unique transmission of his gifts was transmitting all the way across all of those industries, right? The last one that I'll say is Elon Musk. If you think about Elon Musk, that's a personal brand that transcends many, many, many different industries. And if you think about what Elon Musk and his personal brand stands for, I mean, it's like wild. It's a little bit like chaos, right? It's like a definite chaos energy. He comes in to industries and fucks them up, right? And I think it's like, we see it. I think there's like an unhealthy transmission of this when you see him like, I don't even like go on Twitter, but like, or X, I guess it is now. But when my husband tells me some of the things he's doing, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's got to stop. But he's got chaos agent energy, which has a light and a shadow. And in the shadow, he's saying wild things online, like challenging Mark Zuckerberg to boxing matches, right? But then when you look at the light of that, Elon Musk actually has probably done more to drive us forward innovation-wise in terms of like looking at Tesla automobiles, right? He's started that. That's made him very, very wealthy. Then we could look at, okay, he's got SpaceX. That's futuristic. And if you look at all of the things actually that tie it together, he's just like, humans are trying to kill the planet. We've got to figure out how to save it, right? He's got Solar City, which is sustainable energy. So he's got Solar City and Tesla that are like really trying to help us like get off of fossil fuels, try to do better, try to help us not like kill the planet, right? But then he literally talked about when he developed SpaceX, he was like, I actually don't think that humans are going to be smart enough to like stop doing this. So I also have to make SpaceX so that we can start doing space exploration to get us off of the planet, because I don't think humans are going to wake up in time. I'm like doing the best I can with Tesla and Solar City and like trying to save the planet. But it's like me against all of the unconscious humans. So like, I'm going to do the best I can, right? And so then he started a space exploration company. And when you look at what SpaceX has done, they have done things that even NASA couldn't do. Like when you look at some of his rockets and the way that they can go up and then land on literally like a little tiny X with the precision that they're able to land it on, like it's unbelievable the technical innovation that he's brought into our society, into our collective. I'm not like a big alien person, but I'm like, if you told me that like Elon Musk like was an alien from another place, like that was just wearing a human skin for this lifetime, I'd be like, that makes sense, because like what he's bringing into the collective is like pretty insane, right? But his personal brand, it's that chaos energy, it's disruption, it's massive disruption to industry in both good and bad ways. And what we're seeing that in terms of his futuristic vision and what is possible, his personal brand has transcended niche, it's transcended industry, right? And so with that, I know we started with Beyonce and Cowboy Carter, but I wanted to give you a lot of examples because the main point here is how really your foundation is your personal brand. The market is moving faster than ever. Things are changing faster than ever. And in this rapidly changing business landscape, your personal brand is your insurance policy. Your personal brand is the thing that will give you stability. Your personal brand is the thing that will give you predictable revenue. Your personal brand is the thing that will allow you to transition, to pivot with ease, and to move between offers, industries, and whatever the fuck you want, because you have taken the time to do the brand alchemy work, make yourself known in the marketplace for what you want to be known for, and attract in the people that are going to help you make whatever it is that you want to create. Right? Like your personal brand is your ticket to thriving in an economy where like we can't, like commodities aren't going to cut it anymore, people. Like you really need to double down on what is my personal brand? What am I known for? What is my unique brand content strategy? What is my unique visual brand so that the moment someone hits my field, they know exactly who I am and what I'm about? Like all of these things that I've been talking about for years, like I just want you to see it's not going away. In fact, it's speeding up. There's a reason why people like Alex Hormozi are talking about how brand is the make or break thing that really shot him off like a rocket. I've been saying for years, personal brand is the foundation. We're watching Beyonce do it. We're watching like business tycoons do it. And the thing that ties all of them together is their development and focus on personal brand as the foundation that informs everything else. Dear God, if you take anything away from this, one, if you're not in brand alchemy, get your butt inside right now. And number two, literally, if you ever hear anyone say anything about niche again, if you ever hear your brain worry about niche again, and you have not developed your personal brand, just know you're on a wild goose hunt that leads to nowhere. Right? You're going to be conforming, contorting yourself, trying to figure out how do I talk to this ideal client avatar rather than just being like, this is me. This is what I'm about. And because I'm super clear on who I am, what my unique value is in the market, I attract in the right clients with ease. I can develop different offers and all of them can sell, right? Because I developed my personal brand that allowed me to transcend niche. I don't need a niche when I have a strong personal brand. Your personal brand is your platform for broader influence. Your personal brand is your ticket to actually having the impact on the society and the collective that you want to have. Your personal brand is your ticket to people actually wanting to buy from you rather than other people. Whew, I didn't know I was going to get so passionate here at the end. So with that, I'm feeling a little bit of mic drop energy. If you have not done branding work, and I also want to be clear, we're going to end with this. And this is the last point I'll make and then we'll go. There is a difference between brand and branding. Brand is everything we talked about today. What are you known for? How did Arnold Schwarzenegger go from like this to this to this? Versus like if I were to ask like what's Arnold Schwarzenegger's like visual branding, like I might know like his, he might have a certain style of dress. And actually I do think he dresses quite sharp, which is, it actually ties in when we do the brand alchemy work and it ties to style. It's like your unique transmission will actually transmit a certain way in the clothing you choose to wear, right? So there's certain things there where it's like, okay, we could look at something like that, right? But like your brand is that it's your unique thing that you're known for. All of these examples that we just covered today that allowed people to go from thing to thing to thing. And then your branding is then when we're looking at once we can't do branding work without understanding very clearly your brand. Who are you uniquely? What is your gift for the world and how is it meant to unfold? This is all the brand alchemy work, right? And so once we understand all of that in the brand work, which is what we're doing in the internal rebrand section, then we can do the external rebrand of really developing your branding, colors, fonts, photo shoots, your style, even like the Zoom space of your office, we cover everything. But I just think it's like what one of the biggest mistakes that I think people get wrong is they don't understand that brand is basically your soul's essence, right? And so you have to understand what your soul's essence is and come into congruence and alignment with that before we can effectively do any branding work inside of the accelerator. So all of you who are listening right now, if you are not in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator, what are you doing? Come join us. You can head to www.katherinemorsoncoaching.com/branding. It's not going away. Personal brand is your ticket. It is the foundation that unlocks every other thing in your business. Come join us. I will see you there. If you are loving what you are learning on the podcast, you are going to be over the moon inside of my programs. There are only 3 core skills you need as an entrepreneur: branding, messaging, and scaling. When you aren't signing the number of clients you want, it's only one of 2 problems. First, you're either not attracting people to work with you, or you're attracting the wrong kinds of buyers, and that is a branding problem. Or you're not communicating effectively to the people you've attracted in, so they're sitting on the fence instead of raising their hands to come work with you. And that is a messaging problem. Once your branding and messaging is on point, you get a new problem. We call it a champagne problem around here, and that's always the type of problems I want to be helping you solve. And that new problem is that you have way too many people wanting to work with you. The demand for your service is way higher than the time you have in a day. And that's where scaling comes in. For women going to the top, we're setting up scalable offers, scaled marketing, and a company where you have support from team and systems so that your business finally is something taking care of you instead of you feeling like the business is one more thing you have to take care of. No matter where you are on your journey, I have the exact program to help you. We work on your brand inside the Brand Alchemy Accelerator and your messaging inside the Words Are Wands Mastermind. And for those ready to expand from solopreneur to entrepreneur running a company, I help you do it in a pleasure-filled way inside of the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind. Branding, messaging, and scaling. These 3 skills make up the triple threat skill set stack and are the clearest, fastest pathway for your business to bloom in ways you never dreamt possible. To learn more and join us, head to www.katherinemorsoncoaching.com. I'll see you there.